Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, what did the report say?
Well, the report said, you know, pretty obviously that having to buy a $3 Clipper card in order to even put your fare onto a BART ticket is going to impact people that don't have a lot of money. It's pretty obvious, and it's something that is probably going to slow down the conversion from paper tickets that they have now that you buy in machines to this Clipper card that automatically, you know, sort of tech. It's a plastic credit card. They charge you $3 for it, and then you put your fare on that. And this office found that the other one was, it was tough on poor people, so BART's having to reconsider it.
Phil, the BART Board of Directors not always on the same page with addressing issues, but this one seems to have got them in unison saying we got to take a closer look.
Yeah, and Jeff, it's interesting because it's for a variety of reasons. Everything from some people are concerned about, you know, the impact on people that don't have the money. There's a question about seniors or tourists that just wouldn't be, you know, savvy, wouldn't know about it. They'd walk into a BART station and they'd be trying to figure out how to get on the train, how do I buy a ticket, and it could get complicated. There's even fears among some that this would be a way to track people. That, you know, if you everything's on a Clipper card where you're going from Muni to BART to AC Transit and around the Bay Area, that, you know, somebody like law enforcement or somebody could keep an eye on you and track you through that. So you put those all together and you have them sort of tapping the brakes. They're not going to hit the brakes on it because it's a costly system to have these paper tickets. I know if you've used BART in the past, and a lot of times the gates were out of service because the pulley system for the paper system would break down. So the 9 out of 10 right now have been converted over to the Clipper card and a like number of customers as well. But there's about 10% out there. Now, in an effort to try to get people to switch from paper cards to Clipper, BART also, about a year and a half or a couple years ago, added a 50-cent per ride surcharge on. So if you had a paper ticket, you were paying a buck more for a round trip. And there's a question about, is that fair or not as well?
All right, so there are some potential solutions to improving this situation then.
Yeah, there's always an answer, and this one's kind of simple. We'll see if BART takes it. I mean, one of them being suggested is that, okay, you keep the paper system as well as the other. I don't think that's going to happen because BART wants to save money and get everybody on the same page as far as how they're paying for rides. The other one is, okay, let's say we have people that, for whatever reason, can't afford the $3 for the initial Clipper card to get going. Give them the station agents or public service agencies and let them hand them out free. If somebody comes up and a tourist or something like that and doesn't have a Clipper card and you don't have a machine that where they can get it, you know, give them a card, let them put their fares on it and go from there. So sort of just say, okay, if you can't buy it, we'll give it to you for now until we work this out. Also, they're doing it probably because the feds will be taking it, anything that involves civil rights, and that could mean tapping of brakes or possibly even pulling some of the machines out of stations. So they're going to take it slow, and they'll work something out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.